Welcome back to Gather and Give, ACC's very own podcast where we connect and share wisdom and stories from the ACC family. I'm Kayla Malone, your host. And today we are interviewing ACC alumnus Jason Batiste. Welcome, Jason.
Hi, thanks, Kayla. Good to be here.
Good. So we are just going to go through a list of questions to ask you and kind of get a feel of who you are. And we'll start out with, what was your childhood like?
Well, I'm originally from Oklahoma, and I was born in Oklahoma and was raised there. And mostly, you know, there a lot of people go, what reservation are you from, Jason? And I'm not from a reservation, but we're from a concentrated area where my people are, which is 10.5 counties in Oklahoma. And I was just a normal kid growing up, going to school, and, you know, but lived in an area where many of my family were, many of where Native people were from in an area of town. And so yeah, just growing up, I grew up at a little Native church there in Broken Bow, Oklahoma, and got the opportunity to be a part of ministry at a young age, going to Bible camp and also being a part of what's called, you know, here we call it Child Evangelism Fellowship, and kind of doing those things as well and being a part of that. And then along the way, I met friends who were going to this thing called On Eagle's Wings, and we came up to Alaska one summer. And so as a teenager and as a junior and senior in high school, I came to Alaska and went out to the villages, and God really opened my heart as I was a teenager to come to Alaska.
Awesome. So you attended ACC, obviously. When did you graduate?
I graduated in 2003. So kind of that second year that ACC started, I was a part of that group. We were really small. There was not more than 25 of us. And we all lived, all the guys lived into that main administration building, which is kind of interesting. We all lived in that administration building, and the ladies lived out in the cabins that we had, those cabins that are out there. And so, yeah, that was part of my story there at ACC.
Awesome. And did you go to school after you graduated from ACC?
I attended some classes at UAF, but before that, I got my associates in Oklahoma at a college called Carl Albert State College. And then I came up to ACC.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So you also worked at Alaska Christian College. Can you tell us a little bit of what you did when you worked there?
Well, I had several jobs, as most of us who work at ACCU have several jobs. I started out as a recruitment director, and I went and recruited around the state, all over the place, to get students to be interested and get students kind of in the pipeline to come to ACC and answer their questions and hopefully get them to see that it would be a good place for them to be at ACC. And then I left for a little bit. I went to work for IDEA, but then during that time, they still wanted me to be around. So I did alumni coordinating, a little bit of that. And then they asked me to be basketball coach. So I still was around. And then after a while, about 18 months of being away formally, I came back to be the the admissions director, and got to work with those again with a little bit of recruiting, but more kind of helping them, you know, step on campus, get paperwork filled out. So yeah, that was a part of it. It was, I mean, that's some of the few things that I did at ACC.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Many different jobs per person. What was your favorite trip while recruiting?
My favorite trip was very memorable. I went to Kasiluk, and it was interesting. I went in the middle of spring, so kind of like now in Alaska. Those who aren't familiar with Alaska, but it gets cold and warm and cold and warm. I went, and when I landed in the plane, there was a lot of snow, and someone picked me up in a snow machine, drove me across a part of the land. And then, they said, from here, you need to walk to the boat. So I walked walked away probably like 500 yards, walked, and then got into the boat And so we, and they told me that when we came across this part of the land, that it was part of the river. So the river was frozen, and there's one part, and it curves around when it comes to, I went to the Akuk side of Kasilik, and instead of the Gula side of Kasilik. And as I went to that, walking to the boat on the other side where the river was, around that bend, it was open. So it was frozen on one side, open on the other side. I got in the boat with Pete Schneidler, who was taking me up to the school. And as we're going on the boat, you know, ice chunks are hitting our boat. And I was like, I was just like way over there and it was frozen, and over here it's open. It's crazy. So anyways, got to the other side of the river, got walked up to the school, but it was just a great memorable time. There was many good to meet lots of different people, and they have great teachers there, and very welcoming, and took care of me. And I mean, every place that I go to, they take care of you in the village, but this was just a particular great memory, and I'll never forget that. That's in order to do recruiting. That was a fun little, from air to land to snow machine to land to water back to land. So that was a lot of fun.
That does sound fun. And now, what do? You work with Kayak, is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I work with Kayak, Covenant Youth of Alaska, and I worked as the Young Adult Statewide Ministry Director. And what I do is I try to do my best at helping resource young adult volunteers who work with young adults, directors. We put on programs twice a year. We have retreats for young adults. ACC comes up to those retreats. And just be a part of it, try to help encourage them. We do different activities. We try to provide help and resources that people are doing. Young adults are doing ministry trips out to the village. We try to help them with that. If there's people who are trying to have Bible studies or outreaches to young adults in the village, we try to help them, give them curriculum or give them help or give them, you know, find money so that they can buy some food, because we all know young adults like to eat. And so just try to do our best to promote and push young adult ministry to help those who are out there who I feel like young adults are the most underserved people. And when it comes to Christianity, because they go to church and they have youth group, they have starting a nursery, and then children's church and youth group. And then they're like, they graduate, they're like, bye-bye, we'll see you. And then and you don't see them until they're married or have babies, if ever. And so I think that's a good part of, and of, you know, especially as young adults tell me, I'm trying to learn how to adult and adulting, and it's, we're able to be there and show them that there's a great way.
That's awesome. It's awesome that they have those resources through you. Let's talk about ACC again. What is your favorite memory from ACC?
My favorite memory at ACC. There's a lot of memories that I have. When I was going to school there, I'll do this first. So when I was going to school there, we had a class in the disciple, and I mean the disciplines. And we read a book by Robert Foster, The Celebration of Disciplines. And we went through several of them. One of them was fasting. And so we were fasting for 24 hours. And that was a particularly hard but memorable time to really just kind of look into myself. But also another good into myself, and then also discovering what other people felt in that situation. And then also just getting to go out to, we went out to the end of the year retreat, which is always a highlight for students who go out to the end of the year retreat to just kind of not say goodbye, just say goodbye. I mean, we're ending, but also just to end well. And so that they can continue to go forward, not backwards. So that's a great memory for me. When I was a staff there, just being a part of, and I worked with you, Kayla, in enrollment and financial aid, and just being the people make your friends there at work make the job. And so just being there and having great times, laughter, laughing with students and giving them encouragement is just always memorable. There's so many stories. I can't remember all of them, but those are kind of the general ones that I can think of. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, what are some challenges that you faced in the past as a Native American, or I guess currently as well?
I grew up in a pretty melting pot area of Oklahoma. I mean, it's still pretty conservative, but there was a lot of there was, you know, Native people, there were, you know, white people, there were African American people. There we had refugees from Vietnam, from the Vietnam War, who were around that area. And so there was a big melting pot. So I never really knew racism or anything like that. But then I experienced some of that while I was older. And I guess you, your eyes are open and people are trying to keep you a little bit, try to buffer you in that as you're a young child. But you see that as you get older. So that's some of the challenges you might face is just a little bit of like, you're different, and there's the lack of understanding. But just as some challenges that I face as a Native American, it's just to make sure people know the whole story. You know, sometimes we just get caught up in the present and we forget about what the things that happened in the past and that there were people here before settlers and even before. For anything, there are already people here. So just making sure that people know the story and be open to that and be open to like knowing what's going on and not be, you know, asking, you know, sometimes people ask you questions that seem silly, but you're able to like, hopefully be able to, that they're open to learning about it, but also be open to just understanding. So I think those are some of the challenges, but yeah.
Absolutely. What is one piece of advice that you would give to the other alumni?
One piece of advice I would give to the alumni is always that I always tell them to do is sleep. you gotta sleep. That's students as well, but alumni, sleep is important. But alumni, if you're for alumni, I would always say that you just need to find connectedness, connect to people that are like-minded, that is going to help you in your area that you want to be successful in. And if you don't know that, try to figure that out. And another, and a lot of times this, you know, in our culture now, in American culture now, it's more about being independent and do things on your own. You can be successful, but that goes countercultural to what Native Americans believe. It's community, and to be together and work together and learn together and uplift each other and help each other and feed each other and comfort each other. And that's, I think that's the important thing we got to realize is that we're not in it alone. We have people that care about us. We have people that want to help us. And so to reach out, I always tell students when I'm talking to them or alumni when I'm talking to them and they're in a bad situation or they're coming out of a bad situation, I always say, don't go dark on me, because I want to make sure that you know that I'm here for you. I'm always going to, I'll just be open with me. Don't try to go away. Just be open to the possibility of what God could have for you, what ACC, what lessons you learned at ACC that helps you propel you to the point you want to be at. I mean, there are going to be some hard times at ACC. In any kind of school that you go to, there's going to be hard times and difficult times. You're learning to live with people. You're learning how to do this thing called academics. You're learning how to be an adult. So there's going to be difficult times. But the point is that we learn from them and we keep growing, and it may be hurtful. I mean, I've been hurt too. I had some very painful experiences and things that I learned at ACC as well. But what was exciting about it is I was able to learn from them and use them now, even now, as been 20 years removed now from ACC, as a student, that I, some of the things that I know I learned, and just keep going, keep moving forward, keep an open mind, keep the communication open, and find people who love the Lord, who love God and want to be on that road with you to help you be successful. Don't, you know, sometimes the people that are negative in our life, we just have to let go and just find the people who are going to help us be successful.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, what can ACC do better to help the alum and also just be better in general?
I think that it's possible for the students. I would hope that we can continue to do things that help them be connected to their culture. And I do see some of that. There just needs to be a lot more. I do see like there's people are putting up posters with words and their translation. And so we're having a little bit of that culture, but we need a little bit more of the teaching of that, whether it's we've talked about this, whether it's a class or it's something that they can come to reconnect with that, because when they're connected to, when Native Americans, me as me myself as well, when I'm connected to my culture, I feel that I can really go forward in my education, go forward in my job, go forward. And when I'm not, it's hard. And that's, so the two things there, connection to culture, connection to God is important, that really can help us propel us forward. And so that's, you know, we got the academics, we got the God, but there needs just to be a little bit more cultural things. I would hope to invite, you know, one of the things that I really feel would be having an artist in residence come in and just, you know, they do some of those paintings you see when Dr. J. Rupp comes up, and they do, the students do wonderful jobs, but there needs to be more connectedness to the Native culture, whether it's whatever it would be from their culture, just, you know, try to, whether it's, you know, kusbuk or a tigluk making, or you know, some kind of fur tanning, or whatever it would be from their culture, would be helpful for them to connect back to their people. And then it just helps them, when they are identified in that, then they can be more successful in their academics. So it's not like it's not like it's siloed. It shouldn't be siloed. It should be holistic, so that when that culture identity piece is met, then they can start, it just goes over into the academics, it goes over into the relationship with God, it goes over to personal relationships, it's continually can be helpful.
Awesome. All right, so if anyone is interested in working with Kayak, where can they apply?
Yeah, they can go to www.kayak.org. That's CYAK.org. And what we do, we have several jobs. I mean, if you're alumni and you, if you're interested in working with young adults, you'd be me. We have places in Anchorage and Fairbanks that we are looking for people to work at. If you are looking to work with youth in your village, just go to their website, let us know you're interested in helping. We'd love to resource you and work with Kayak, work with you with Kayak, and just be a part of your lives as you're out there in the village, and help you reach out to young people, help you reach out to young adults for Jesus. And hopefully knowing that they are there, knowing that we're there, that they can feel they have connectedness too. Another thing that we're looking forward to, I don't know when this is going to air, but we're looking for at our Bible camp up in Unalakleet, Alaska. We have a Bible camp, and that's going to be during the month of June. If you're interested in applying, we can get you connected that way as well. So just go to cyak.org and look us up. You can call me, Jason Batiste. Get a hold of me. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. So just hit me up, and we'd love to have you help out, and love to have you work alongside you. I really love Kayak because it's really a team, and we really just do work together to help each other reach out to young people.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for letting me drill you with questions here, and also just to see your face again, because it has been a while. Thanks Absolutely. For visiting our podcast, and
yeah,
we'll see you the next time around.
Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time on Gather and Give.